This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Peace and blessings be upon you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome once again to For a Better Life, where we reflect on the challenges of modern life through the light of wisdom and faith. Today, we live in a world where almost everything has become faster. A message can travel across the world in seconds. A meal can arrive at our door with a few touches. A question can be answered immediately. A picture can be shared instantly. A person can connect with thousands of people without leaving their home. Technology has brought many blessings into our lives. It has made communication easier. It has helped us learn. It has given us opportunities that previous generations could only imagine. But every blessing comes with responsibility. And today, we reflect on a question. Has the speed of modern life changed the way we see patients? How we become so accustomed to instant results that waiting has become difficult for our hearts. To begin, let us return to the wisdom of Sa'di, the famous Persian prose writer and poet. Sa'di often reminded people that the most valuable things in life require time. A tree does not grow by being pulled upward. A flower does not open by force. A person does not gain wisdom in a single day. Growth follows a natural process. Sa'di beautifully teaches us that rushing the journey does not make the destination arrive sooner. Sometimes by rushing, we lose the beauty of the journey itself. Dear listeners, think about how technology has changed our expectations. Years ago, if someone wanted to communicate with a person far away, they might write a letter and wait days or weeks for a response. Today, if someone does not reply to our message within a few minutes, we may feel worried. We may think, why haven't they answered? Are they ignoring me? Did something happen? The problem is not technology itself. The problem is that our hearts sometimes become trained to expect immediate satisfaction. We become unforgettable with delay. We become frustrated with waiting, and slowly, patience becomes a skill we practice less and less. The Holy Book of Quran repeatedly reminded us of the importance of patience. Allah says, indeed, Allah is with the patience. Notice that Allah does not say patience is only useful during major tragedies. Patience is indeed in everyday life. Patience when things are not happening the way we have planned. Patience is when people do not behave exactly as we expect. Patience when success takes longer than we hoped. And patience when our prayers are answered in a different way or at a different time. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, patience is of two kinds, patience over what you dislike and patience against what you desire. The second part is especially meaningful in our modern world, patience against what we desire. Because today, many of our desires are only one click away. We can buy instantly, watch instantly, search instantly, receive instantly. But the human soul was not created to live only on immediate satisfaction. Some of the greatest blessings in life require waiting. Trust requires time. Friendship requires time. Knowledge requires time. Spiritual growth requires time. And a strong character for sure requires time.
Sa'di Shirazi, man of grace, ink and wonder in one place. He taught the heart to bend and see, kindness walking quietly. Sa'di Shirazi, wise and your words still bloom in me and you. Sadi Shirazi, gentle flame. Poetry lives inside your name.
Dear friends, one of the dangers of constant speed is that we may lose the ability to be present. We are physically in one place, but mentally somewhere else. We eat while looking at screens. We talk while checking notifications. We rest while thinking about the next task. Technology connects us to the world, but sometimes disconnects us from the moment we're living in. Sa'di reminds us that a wise person knows how to appreciate the moment in front of him. A person who is always chasing the next thing may never truly experience the blessings of the present. Islam teaches a beautiful balance. It does not ask us to reject progress. It does not ask us to abandon useful tools. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam encouraged learning and benefiting from knowledge. Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam valued wisdom wherever it was found. But Islam reminded us that tools should serve humans, not control them. Technology should make our lives better. It should not make our hearts more anxious. It should not steal our ability to wait. It should not weaken our gratitude. Dear listeners, perhaps one of the greatest exercises of patience today is learning to pause. Pause before responding angrily. Pause before judging someone. Pause before buying something we do not need. Pause before allowing a small problem to become a great worry. This small pause creates a space between our emotions and our actions. And in that place, wisdom can enter. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam emphasized the importance of wisdom and self-control in the life of a believer. A person who controls himself is stronger than a person who simply follows every desire. Modern life constantly tells us, follow every desire immediately. But Islam teaches, choose wisely. There is freedom in being able to say, I can wait. I do not need anything now. My peace is more valuable than instant satisfaction. Dear friends, technology has given humanity incredible speed. But perhaps our hearts still need the ancient virtues like patience, reflection, gratitude, presence. These virtues are timeless because human nature has not changed. We may have faster devices, but we still need peaceful hearts. We may have instant communication, but we still need meaningful relationships. We may have unlimited information, but we still need wisdom. As we come to the end of today's reflection, let us remember, a fast life does not always mean a meaningful life. Sometimes slowing down allows us to notice that speed makes us miss. The beauty of a conversation, the kindness of another person, the blessing of a quiet moment, the wisdom hidden inside waiting. Sa'di reminds us that every precious thing grows with time. The Holy Book of Quran reminds us that Allah is with those who are patient. He stands beside them. This is so magnificent that Allah is saying, I will stand next to those people who are patient. And Islam teaching reminds us that controlling our desires is a sign of strength, not limitation. So today, let us ask ourselves, has technology made my life easier or has it made my heart more impatient? And what small steps can I take this week to bring more patience, presence, and peace into my daily life? May Allah give us wisdom to use technology as a blessing, not a distraction. May He fill our hearts with patience in a world that constantly demands speed. And may we learn to live not only faster, but better. Until we meet again on For a Better Life, may your hearts remain calm, your minds remain wise, and your souls remain connected to the timeless guidance of faith.
From old Shiraz, he left a light, a tender guide through wrong and right. He sang of love, of loss, of care. the human everywhere. Sadi Shirazi, wise and true. Your words still bloom in me and you. Sadi Shirazi, gentle flame. Poetry lives inside your name.